Perhaps you remember the underdog story of the Jamaican bobsled team at the 1988 Calgary Olympics. Perhaps you at least remember the Hollywood movie it inspired.
Feel the rhythm! Feel the rhyme! Get on up! It's bobsled time! Cool Runnings!
3 decades after the film Cool Runnings, a new generation of Jamaican bobsledders is starting to ascend the sport's international rankings. They want to win Jamaica's first Winter Olympic medal. North Country Public Radio's David Escobar reports.
Before that first Olympic race in 1988, the Jamaican bobsled team had just 6 months of training and barely enough money to get by. They practiced at the former Olympic complex in Lake Placid with their coach Pat Brown, using a four-man sled patched together with duct tape. Brown says the venue didn't have a proper track to practice sled launches, so he had to get creative.
So the only thing I could come up with, I borrowed a buddy's truck and we took our four-man down to the toboggan chute on the ice there, and we were pushing on the lake.
Brown's memories of the team pushing sleds across a frozen lake are a far cry from today's Jamaican bobsleigh squad. Since arriving to Lake Placid in January, they've been digging their cleats into a state-of-the-art indoor bobsled track. That's where road manager Audra Segri watches team members dressed in sleek black race suits push a training sled along an icy track.
I would say I like where the program is heading. Granted, we have a lot to work on, but it's good to say we have a start.
The Jamaican team's goal is to win an Olympic medal within the next 10 years. Getting there requires experience and qualification points at events like this North American Cup race in Lake Placid.
Sled in from start one. This is Shane Pitter and Tyreek Buckner of Team Jamaica.
Tyreek Buckner is the brakeman for the team's two-man sled. Like many of his teammates, Buckner didn't grow up bobsledding. He transitioned to the sport from football 2 years ago. He says it's hard to fit training in with the rest of his life, and he's still learning the technique. He's also adjusting to Lake Placid's frigid weather, which, like bobsled, doesn't happen in his home country.
I remember when I had to come here, I had to tell people, like, hey, I can't come in for a certain amount of months because I have to do bobsledding in Jamaica. And it's like, I don't believe you. You have to show proof of that.
The Olympic sports complex in Lake Placid is 1,800 miles away from Jamaica, but it's still the program's closest option for training. It's become a second home for generations of Jamaican bobsledders. When they're not racing or practicing, team members like 17-year-old Adonna Johnson hang out in a small warehouse to tune up the metal runners underneath their sleds. Johnson competed for Jamaica in the Youth Winter Games just over a year ago. She says her hope is to establish herself at the professional level.
It's really good because this is a sport where you can like stay in it for a while before you have to retire with. So I'm really grateful that I can start at such a young age to progress.
Top finishes move the Jamaican team up the rankings and closer to their Olympic dreams. Sled pilot Shane Pitter says they're aiming high.
And we want to do well in the Olympics so they could even build another Cool Runnings too. Like, we are the dream team now.
For NPR News,